Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Andrew. Absolute pleasure to join you.
Fantastic. Can we ask first about Winks, Chris, given the amount of rain overnight? Are you still planning to gallop the mare after race two?
Yeah, we will. Obviously, there'll be a few people expecting us to be there, so we'll go ahead. We'll get permission to work her out wide so it's not going to interfere with the racing surface, being a wet track. But, yeah, it'll be a nice workout for her and just have a look around, and it seems to be part of our repetitive nature of training her, and she seems to thrive with a 3-week gap between races and one exhibition gallop just to settle the nerves for next Saturday's Golden Slipper Day, where she'll obviously run on the George Ryder.
And you in Melbourne, Karen will just pop on her back today?
Yeah, Karen will be there, yeah, and he's done it a number of times, so pretty straightforward, and just see her get around safely, and looking forward to next week.
A pretty testing track out there today.
Yeah, it will be. It's a shame because the track looked perfect a couple of days ago, and then we got away with most of the rain until yesterday, and then overnight we had a lot of rain. So, look, it's got plenty of grass. I'm sure that'll help, but it'll be tough work, all right.
Yeah. Race one, Hogmanay off a long break. Trials are okay.
Trialled really well. Great old horse, but you'd expect on a heavy 10 he might just need the run.
Perrette, track and distance form's good.
Yeah, can't fault him in any way, and okay in these types of conditions, so his fitness will certainly help him.
Star of the Seas, timing looks right. He gets in pretty light here.
Yeah, his last start run was good on that day, but it was a bit harder to make up ground, so hopefully there's enough genuine speed so that every horse gets their chance, and if that's the case, he'll be right in the finish.
Okay, race two, Advance Yulong. Back in distance, a little bit of a surprise.
Yeah, he just did everything wrong first up, so we need to go back to the basics with him and teach him to relax and settle, and obviously it's going to be short of his best, but he won't be winning races the way he raced last start, so get cover and hope to see him finish off.
Okay, the filly's still single. She's been around the mark.
Yeah, runs have been really good. And obviously, last start, Group 2 placing was good for her value. And I guess Barrier 13 is a query, but is it as bad on a heavy 10 as it would be on a good 3? Well, probably not. So we can see a positive there now. And she's a fit horse, so she handles the track, she's going to be right there.
I liked the debut of Starla. It looked a strong midweek race, and I thought she was pretty good.
Yeah, I think she did that off one trial as well, Ronnie. So
yep.
Certainly a class filly. I was a little bit hesitant about running on such a wet track because we've got a very high opinion of her. But early in the day, and as I said before, it's quite a good sole of grass. It'll obviously turn later in the day, but let's hope she gets traction and can run up to her best.
I thought Lubuk could run well at odds as well. Blinkers back on. I would have thought 1,200 would suit him.
Yeah, well, going through his Queensland form, around Hightail, but I think he may have beaten him home once up there, and Hightail's sort of the one to beat, or right in the market. So based on that form, you're right. And with the blinkers back on, I think that will help him. Obviously a bit of a query in the wet, like most of them today, but he's had the fitness benefit of a run already this prep.
You've had luck with your good fillies in this race. The Farlap, you've had Winks win it, you've had Fox Play win it, you've had Unforgotten win it. Today you've got a couple of very nice fillies in Very Elegant and Zalate.
I think the key to winning races is if they're good enough, they'll win.
Yeah.
Those three you mentioned are very good horses. So, look, Very Elegant is too, and we've got high expectations of Zalate. She's sort of our Unforgotten of last year, and a good run in the surround first up, and Very Elegant. She went terrific first up in Melbourne, and just having a look at her wet track form, it looks very good. And obviously she's a tough, sort of a wiry type of horse. So, yeah, she looks very well placed today.
Race six, Patrick Erin.
He's had ready to start showing something, Ronnie. He just wasn't suited by the way that race was run against Winks a fortnight ago. But prior to that, his first up run was brilliant. So he's got some form and soft and heavy tracks, carrying a bit of extra weight. but should be ready to show something today.
Yeah, he did win the Metrop third up last prep too, so he does perform third up. What do you think about Brimham Rocks? He's hard to line up. How he's going? He looks okay.
Yeah, we had a chance to travel last start, and I was surprised even first up where he finished, because he's going really well at home. He's like he was just one length short of Avelius in most of his runs last prep. So I can't fault him at all. There's nothing wrong with him, and there's no reason why he can't bounce back today. Simple as that.
The Coolmore Savvy Cope second up might be still a touch short for her.
Well, and a big still needs to improve quite a bit on her first up run. She's won a Group 1 in New Zealand on a soft six soft track. I'm not sure how bad it was. But, yeah, you'd like to see her improve a little bit more from your perspective and ours as well.
Well, we know she can improve. She's a pretty genuine sort of a mare.
Good wet track form. Just got too far out of it last start. So, yeah, she's capable. Probably weighted up to her best, though. 55.5 in a Group 1 race is not perfect, but look, she'll handle the wet.
I'm serious. It's obviously been her target race.
Yeah, she's just a great horse. We were going through her form this morning, and she'll handle it. But noticeable in her form. She's always in the first three. She's had a few things against her. First up run was brilliant. Barrier draw now is probably not as relevant as it was before gate 15. And yeah, she's all class. So looks pretty well placed.
Well, Fiesta, she's no easy beat. She could be the forgotten horse here as well.
Yes, so last start she was through very wide and never really got a chance to get into it. Yet still finished off pretty well. So I think she's won a couple of races on soft tracks as well. And certainly a class horse.
Race 8, McCreary second up. Soft's okay for him.
Yes, I think he's ready to improve. First up run was only just pass mark, but he'll improve on a wetter track.
Kionic, okay first up. Second up form reads better.
Yeah, 1500 will suit much better as well. From memory, he might have won a race in Melbourne and towards the end of the carnival with a bit of rain on the day, so shouldn't be a problem with the track, and certainly ready to improve.
Seaway there as well, won this track and distance in his past two.
Yeah, and likes the wet, drawn well, gets a nice run, hard to beat, very hard to beat.
And Abdon first up may need the run?
I'd expect so, yeah. I'd say, I'm not saying he can't win, but I think sort of the Wagga Cup would be a type of target race for him.
And the last you stay is Desert Path that looks at improving young import.
Yeah, really good run last start, did a few things wrong, so I think the key to him today will be just making sure he can switch off and settle, because had he had any luck last start, he wins. So taking no harm from that. Hard to get a line on his wet track form. Doesn't look like he's had any runs on a heavy track, so that's the only query.
Yeah. Calibration, you've thrown a set of blinkers on him today.
Certainly has improved in them as well, Ronnie, so hoping to see some improvement there. And for that reason, we can be a place chance anyway.
Jake's Hill, I thought he was okay first up.
Yeah, very good. He's had a trial since. Naturally, very fit horse, so don't read too much into him running second up over this trip. Don't think he has a lot of exposed form on wet, but I just think he'll handle it through being an English horse, and he's quite a lightly framed horse.
What's your take on Beige and Gold? Obviously, there's some rep on him. He did start favourite at his Aussie debut.
Yeah, that's our opinion on him, and we do think a bit of him. Second up over a more suitable distance in comparison to Canterbury, and obviously the bigger track. Like a lot of horses that we've said already, you've got to just respect the heavy 10 track and how he'll cope with it, but he's fit enough to run a race.
Okay. There's just one race at Flemington I want to ask you about. It's these two imports, Mr. Reckless and Lord Godoggin. They're interesting horses. Can you give us a quote on those two?
Both, as you said, they're good horses, and they're forward enough to do something today. I'm I'm surprised at their prices, why they're so far apart. Maybe people are reading too much into why Hugh Bowman's riding Lord Cadotton, because Mr. Reckless is just as good and, I think, paying more money.
Yeah.
Don't quote me on that. I've only heard from what someone else told me.
He did show a bit of speed in his trial too, didn't he?
Yeah, but both really nice horses. And see, if anything, I'll have a slight leaning towards Mr. Reckless.
Beautiful.
Slight.
Okay.
And Chris, can I ask you how the Autumn Sun's got through his week?
Yeah, he's come through it really well. He's put back the weight that he lost from the race. We weighed him yesterday afternoon. He was the same as he was last Saturday. And he had a gallop this morning and he worked very well. Kieran was aboard and, yeah, he's very happy with him.
So likely the guineas?
Yeah, almost certainly.
Yeah. Okay. Righto. All right, Chris, thank you for your time. Really good information for our listeners this morning.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.